Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
All right, man. It's time.
It's time. Are we ready for the list?
The list.
So
we all made this list earlier. Just hit around. Maybe got a little too high.
Well, you making know, this list. We did get too high because we only made half the list.
The Weedsman Podcast, every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Too late.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
46. Hillary Clinton? Ted Cruz? No.
Rand Paul?
Tommy Chong. President Chong.
President Chong.
How's that sound?
It's a little early for that, though.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron. It's been an interesting week, huh?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody's big. The big day is in a couple weeks here.
Yeah.
For, you know, stoners at least. It's like Stoner Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, Hitler's birthday?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Hitler's birthday.
No, speaking of Tommy Chong, Rob, you got to meet Tommy Chong.
Yes, I did. I recently went down to a local head shop. We want to say the name of the place. Or
yeah, why not?
BDT's Smoke Shop, which is well known in Michigan. I would say.
Yeah, around here.
Yeah.
They paid to bring him in. We could
say world
name.
Famous in Detroit, as Orbit would say.
Right. But, yeah, they had a meet and greet on Friday where, you know, you could come and wait in line and meet Tommy Chong, the icon. But, yeah, it was one hell of a line.
He's signing shit?
Yeah, he was signing photos, posters. Some people had guitars with them and, you know, other different stuff. Like some guy had an action figure. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. The Tommy Chong action figure. They make an action figure for everything now.
Right.
Hey, dude, I have your doll.
Yeah. But yeah, he was signing everything there. But yeah, it was a good, you know, 3.5 hour long wait to
You waited for 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
How long did you get to talk to him then?
Yeah, I mean, I would say maybe, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. But it was...
Did you get to shake his hand?
Yeah, I actually said, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you. Yep. And he made eye contact with me.
Ooh.
As I made sure of that because the last guy he talked to, he just kind of was like, yeah, okay, like looking down away, signing something while he was shaking the hand. And I was like,
don't look Tommy Chong in the eyes.
I was like, hey, Mr. Chong, it was a pleasure, you know, to meet you. And, you know, I really think you're a great person. And, you know. And it was just cool meeting him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this is from the night. Did he perform for you?
No, I wish they did. But they did have a stage set up in the tent.
Are they in the front row?
I wish. But, yeah, they had this playing in the tent.
The TV. Oh, they were?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But how tired do you think he is of people asking him where Cheech is?
Oh, there was tons of people asking if he was going to be there.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up.
They're not attached at the hip. Like, why do you think they're going to be here?
First of all, if the promoter could pull both Cheech and Chong, he would not save Cheech as, like, some surprise guest. Right. They would be on the flyer.
It would be Cheech and Chong. Yeah. Both.
Right.
The classic duo.
Look at he's playing with fucking marching drum sticks.
Yeah.
You see how thick those sticks are that he's playing with?
The whole scene.
Well, Cheech is double tracked. I mean, not even singing the microphone. I mean, if we're going to split hairs.
Those nasty chicks, they're banging in the van. Oh, man, wow. I never even had a bra before.
But, yeah, it was a good
time. Hey, I'm not dissing the classic.
No, it is a classic.
It'd be a good Halloween outfit, though, right there. The mask, the ears, and the tutu. Oh.
Stone patch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wearing togas.
Well,
I've never gotten high and wanted to dress like in a toga.
No, me neither.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's more of a drinking thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they're from some local frat. Oh, no, they're undercover. That's right. Those are the cops.
Oh, yeah. That's
Those are the undercover cops.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We're not getting the joke.
Yeah.
They dressed up like they're attending a toga party, and everyone's like getting high and freaking out. That's the joke.
Mm.
Well,
it's deep, man.
I'm kidding, man.
I heard today that jokes are like frogs. You can dissect it, but you're going to kill it.
He'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. So,
don't forget to tip your waiter.
So this is not Zach Wilde.
Nope.
Zach Wilde.
We got some new blood here.
Met an untimely death in
new
the driveway.
Town.
Right.
The bull, Zach Wilde, not...
Let me guess where he was when it happened.
The actual guitarist.
It was in your lap.
No, it was in my hand.
Oh, oh shit.
Different a place. Fumble.
I just, quite honestly, I hadn't been high in a week, and I like forgot I was holding a bull.
Mm-hmm.
And just
okay.
dropped it in the driveway.
Right on.
You know, the first thing I come back to is taking big rips, big vape rips off the Three Kings.
Oh, okay.
There it goes.
Yep. But yeah, and I'm
oh, jeez.
How many does this make?
Yeah,
oh, God.
These are all recordings from when he broke pieces.
You know, and I thought about, you know what? I tried to do it right with that one. I actually went and spent out a little bit of money on Zach Wilde. So now I've just, we're back to the gas station glass.
But you realize
it's probably the best for you.
Yeah, you realize that they truly are disposable.
The first thought I had when I bought this, I was like, oh, the minute you are born, you begin to die.
Right.
You know, like, that's how it is with me buying a bull.
Hey, buddy,
like,
you got a death warrant.
One
it's,
day,
like, it's like getting a dog, though. You
one
know?
Day you're going to break, and there's nothing I can do about it, because that's what seems to happen.
But nobody right. gets a puppy and thinks one day this puppy's going to be an old dog with cancer and die.
You should.
You should start preparing yourself early.
Wow.
Huh?
I want you to think about that.
That's what Chris does. He's
Louis C.K. did a bit
already.
About that.
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, look, we're all going to cry someday. You know, he talks about what he's giving his...
oh, yeah, that's right.
Giving a dog to his kids.
Nice.
Well, another one bites the dust.
Yeah, but I went with, you know, the blue and orange. See, yesterday was opening day here in the...
nice. The Tiger Bowl.
A themed one. Let's see if it can last the season.
Yeah. You think it's got 162 games in it?
Will it make it to the All-Star break?
Right. That'll be the
that
question.
That is the fucking question.
What if they just went on a winning streak from today and then it's ended the day that your bowl broke?
Right.
What? Fucked up.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Wouldn't you feel like an asshole?
That'd be crazy.
I don't know.
A little bit. A little tiny
It'd be
bit.
Your fault.
A little teeny tiny bit. Man's.
I had a little bit of a dry spell this week. Had a little trouble procuring some marijuana, and I got so desperate that I actually asked my ex-wife if she had any, and she was like,
"Damn,
yeah." Wow. She handed me two big bags of roaches. I was like, "Oh snap! I can do a lot with this."
All right,
yep. But these I don't know who saves this. Type of stuff. These are the smallest fucking roaches I've ever seen in my life.
I've known a few people that have done that.
Like literally, they must have been on like a roach clip or something to even smoke that.
They were super tiny. Those.
Oh yeah, I had. That's why the X-Acto knife's down here.
You were performing surgery on it.
Yeah, I had to like split it and open it up.
Roach surgery. Now we're going to remove the insides without disturbing the outside.
Right, I had one of those like drop down magnifier glasses things
nice.
On, you know, like a jeweler's eye or something.
Nice. I could see that.
Yeah, so I broke up a bunch of stupid roaches and packed them in the bowl and smoked that, and it tasted like shit. But it still got me high. So.
Did the job.
Whatever.
Finish what's in there and then we'll pack it up.
Desperate times, I guess. What song is this? Oh. That's right. This is horrible. So, did you know about this song or is this a
nope,
random find?
I just found this.
This is nice. I like it.
They're doing a take on. Who does this song?
That's what I was going to say. It's a copy off of something, right?
And you know I got to do this.
Do you really?
If you must.
Cut my life into pieces.
I'm not happy. I'm not enjoying this. But that means, if that helps.
Well, you control it. You didn't have to put it on.
But yeah. Good for them. They start with the hook.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
See, because now we're all done. You see? It's like getting a shot at the doctor's office. It's hold on.
Give me a lollipop.
Listen, it has to be done.
We don't make the pop culture, all right?
Yeah, it's obvious.
A reference is a reference, good or bad. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
But you chill out.
Yeah, okay.
I love so then on to business then?
Yeah.
Business.
Hello.
What is this?
Hindu Kush.
Hindu Kush. Tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is rather tasty.
Yeah, which I went back to the green room. Because, you know, I went to that other place a couple times.
Yeah.
And I get the good stuff. And I get the good products. But you know what? Staff there, not so friendly.
Really?
So I go back to the green room because those dudes are at least friendly, man.
Nice.
Yep.
That's important.
Yeah. Good make the choice of my customer and my marijuana dollar. And I choose to make it.
Right.
I feel welcome. You're take showing, note, dispensaries.
Right. You're showing your support.
So what, you got something on this Hindu Kush, Rob?
Yep, from our good friends there at Leafly this week. Hindu Kush is what we're smoking. Hindu Kush is a pure indica strain named after the mountain range stretching 500 miles between Pakistan and Afghanistan, where it originated. The harsh climates of its homeland has conditioned this strain to express a thick, protective coat of crystal trichomes cherished by hash makers worldwide.
Protective, huh? I've never heard it described as a protective coating.
Yeah, apparently being up there in the mountains, it's rough, you know, I don't know. It's interesting how it does that.
But, it makes it, like, hardier.
Yeah.
It's like
it takes for moves.
Like a polar bear.
Dingoes.
Dingoes live...
Dingoes?
They're in Australia.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
It doesn't snow there, does it?
But, yeah, it says, with a subtle, sweet, and earthy sandalwood aroma... Hindu Kush induces a deep sense of calm that helps bring relief to those suffering pain, nausea, and stress disorders.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Very calming strain, huh?
Yeah.
Certainly fits with the music. No, it's really tasty. Have you ever smoked this shit before, Rob?
No, yeah. This is the first time.
We're all smoking it for the first time. It's, we've been on an indica, like, tear lately.
Well, they've been on sale.
Yeah, they've been on sale at the dispensary, and...
It's great walking in, seeing everything, half the board's highlighted in green. It's all shit, son.
Well, even when I've had, you know, procured it through alternate methods, like, I don't know, random Mexican guy on the street,
right.
And had the choice...
Fumar.
I still am picking indica.
Right.
I was talking to Rich yesterday, like, I'm not looking for an anxiety attack, son. When I'm looking to get high, I'm looking to get high.
Right.
I'm going to be chilled out.
This man picked the right stuff then. Because the top five effects are relaxed, happy, sleepy, euphoric, and hungry.
What about dopey?
Oh, great.
Doc?
The negative, dry mouth, dry eyes, paranoid, dizzy, and anxious. Just like everything else.
Yeah, just like everything else. There it goes.
You got that smoke track?
This week's smoke track is by one of my favorite bands, especially for guitar-oriented music, Swerve Driver. This is it was the single off of their second album, I believe.
Band whose name I've heard a lot, just never heard this
Swerve
music.
Driver, yeah. This is,
what I've heard, I haven't really, like, quite honestly, I haven't really been... All right. Sounds like... To me, and it's like a lot of things. It's okay, this is mid-90s guitar alternative rock.
I like it.
This is kind of out of the shoegazer scene. But not quite so shoegazer-y, I guess. That makes sense.
It sounds that if I would have caught it at the right time in my life, I probably would have loved it and celebrated the band's entire catalog.
This is a...
But I missed probably the window of getting into this band.
Yeah.
It sounds like early mopey teenage me.
Their first album was more shoegazery in the way that all the vocals are buried underneath the guitars. I don't really know any of the words to any of the songs on the first album.
Sounds like something I would have gotten into when I was like 14 or 15 to like get girls. Oh, I like this band too, man.
I saw these guys play the Smashing Pumpkins. And Sepultura.
Who's the odd man out on that bill?
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird show.
It is.
And that was one of the shows.
It's like Slayer, and No Doubt.
It's not often. Yeah. I would do it shamelessly when I was in a band, wear the band t-shirt. I would wear my own band t-shirt.
Oh, you were that guy?
I was that guy. But I was never that guy in the audience, except for that show. Because I knew I was one of the minority when you counted out the whole audience of people that came primarily to see Sword Driver. I had seen Smashing Pumpkins a couple times. I could give two fucks about Sepultura.
It's like Pantera and Space Hulk.
Right.
But I had missed an opportunity to see Sword Driver. I missed another one recently, actually. But anyways, you know what? They're like the Sonic Youth of shoegaze rock.
See, I don't know.
Because they don't. It's not just all drony guitars. They have more intricate guitar work.
All right. Oh boy. I'm gonna expose myself here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say?
Oh,
like Sonic Youth.
Thought he's gonna drop trow here in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
it's your house.
Yeah. Do whatever you want, bro.
Sonic Youth. Not impressed.
No, me neither.
Like I was. Severely underwhelmed the first time I heard Sonic Youth. Like, my reaction to Sonic Youth was like, is this what everybody's been talking about?
Well, like, but their work is so varied that, I mean, like, what did you hear? And there might still be some Sonic Youth that you do like. But then again, it's like Frank Zappa. He's got a lot of variety in types of music that he does, but you either like him or you don't. There's very few people who are like, I love Shake Your Booty, and then I just kind of fell off.
Sonic Youth is like to me, it's like cocaine. Like same reaction. Is this what everybody was talking about?
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Yeah, you know, well, I used to think that about Steely Dan. I had to come around on that band. I didn't get it. It was like some old people music.
No, yeah, that's how I was. I thought they were fucking.
It wasn't
70s.
Until I learned how to play an instrument properly.
I thought Steely Dan was 70s elevator music.
Right, right.
And then, no, correct. As soon as I actually learned about what music is, like, oh, holy shit, Steely Dan, goddamn.
Anyway. So, Sword Driver, this song, not the best song even on this album, but it's one of the more accessible ones and one of the shorter ones. They do tend to go on. But, definitely one of my go-tos. If I'm really stoned, I just want to chill out, and I want to hear guitars. Don't you guys ever just want to hear guitars?
Yes. Yeah. You want to hear his guitars?
All right, time for bong hits.
I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
Cannabis oil in the news quite a lot this week.
It's also been in my lungs quite a lot this week.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, in Idaho and in Georgia, they both experienced progress on getting medicinal cannabis oil. Or actually, it's not even really cannabis oil. It's cannabidiol oil. So it's, or CBD oil.
Oh, okay.
Right. This is the seizure treating oil and
the stuff that helps.
Right. Well, in Idaho actually got a bill passed. It was referred to as the Alexis Law, named after Alexis Carey, who is a young girl suffering from epilepsy due to some rare disease. So as you can probably imagine, not without some fight did a bill get passed in Idaho.
Right.
This was actually a bill that was vetoed originally and was brought back up by a House member, which is apparently something that happens. A veto isn't necessarily a death for a bill. But so Alexis's law came up for vote again and managed to pass this time despite warnings from the Idaho Office of Drug Policy and for oil.
What?
Oh yeah, what they have to say.
Huh? Their director Elijah Elijah Figuera. So this is not hemp oil you can buy from the co-op. This is marijuana. And Idaho will be violating federal law. So yeah, that would be essentially the drug czar for the state of Idaho was warning against it, but they still managed to get it passed. We're not talking about...
See, remember we called it Idaho sucks, remember?
Right.
I skipped them.
Right. Well, okay, you got to give them a little bit of credit. They managed to pull their heads out far enough to see that this is not even psychoactive and it's going to help kids who are sick.
Right.
Well, it's kind of a no-brainer, and you're bringing up breaking federal law. Well, yeah. Maybe we should take another look at that federal law then, if it's preventing us from doing things as simple as this,
yeah.
Applying research on medicine to sick people
That's
in
crazy.
Need.
That's crazy.
What a,
what a
novel
it.
Fucking concept.
Yeah.
So progress made in Georgia as well. Governor Nathan Deal called for basically preparations for a bill. He said he wants to see some legislation that he can vote on to get cannabis oil legal for medicinal purposes for things like epilepsy and Alzheimer's is another one.
Oh, good.
Cannabis oil for 8 medical conditions. He says, quote, this executive order is the first step in bringing home families who sought relief elsewhere and for providing new medical solutions for Georgians suffering from debilitating conditions. Patients suffering from
then they have a
ARS,
shot
seizure disorder,
of
multiple sclerosis, Crohn's
disease, girl being fed cannabis oil orally, what it looks like, which would probably taste horrible.
Right.
Oil under this law.
There's better ways.
Medical board will draft a patient waiver and a physician
okay, so some shots of people clapping and then a bunch of plants and somebody buying some medicinal marijuana in some other state that's not Georgia. Lots of plants. They really didn't know what to do for footage on this one. They're like, we don't have anything on oil, but here's a bunch of people buying pot in other states like Colorado. So baby steps. Speaking of medicinal marijuana, there were also stories that I saw about a transdermal hemp patch. That's been invented.
I got the weed patch.
Oh, nice.
You know about
the weed patch. Yeah.
Nice.
This is a company named Mary's Medicinals, a Colorado-based company that has these patches that are meant to treat things like epilepsy and Alzheimer's. It's another way to control the intake of the active elements, right?
Makes sense.
Or possibly to kick your addiction to weed, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what we use? We use nicotine patches for cigarettes for
right.
that. Do those? Have you ever used a patch?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. But this would actually be what they developed is not necessarily a high level of THC either. It's... I call it a hemp patch because it's basically it's hemp, which is made legal recently for use and study, thanks to a bill that Barack Obama signed into law. So there's no prescription needed. You can just, if these, you know, once these get out, you can buy these in most states over the counter and possibly treat something. I don't know.
Future.
I mean, it's just another delivery method. You should, any way that you can ingest any kind of drug can be applied to weed as well.
Right. See people walk around with 6 or 7 patches. Patch it up.
They're patching it up, man.
Hell yeah. I'm all patched up.
Hey, man, you patched up? You patched up, it's ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm all patched up.
7 down each arm.
But you do have to figure that any delivery method that you invent, even if it's meant to control the dosage and to be a low level medicinal only purpose, somebody's going to abuse it.
Right.
Any version of whatever you have,
that person will be under 25.
Or,
yeah. They will be.
Speaking of different delivery methods, now we're familiar with like what we get non-medicinally around here usually in the forms of oil is BHO or butane hash oil.
Right.
No, we do not, sir. We get the CO2 no, oil.
Yeah, the CO2 oil.
Listen to what I said. I'm talking, you know, illegal forms of procuring.
Ah, gotcha.
The
black market. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Rosintech is apparently a process of removing the active ingredients from the plant without having to use any flammable substances. This is a very good thing because there have been some very stoned and inexperienced people out there who have set themselves on fire, blowing up houses.
Right.
From trying to produce this butane hash oil, which all you're doing is just you're extracting the oil so you get almost pure THC,
mm-hmm.
a very concentrated form. And it's done so through the alcohol breaking down the oil in the plant and then heating to extract.
What the hell? What do you think, eh? Isn't this crazy? You're holding a Revlon Perfect Heat hair thing in your hand.
A hair thing? It's a hair straightener.
New extraction equipment right there. This is what's going on
this
here,
this guy's got the laugh.
Crazy. We are,
Oh, I thought he was actually doing something with it. He's just holding, like, in the package a hair straightener.
Is the
soil grown.
You got them both going now.
Yeah.
this guy showed the world the trick, guys. It's called Rosintech. R-O-S-I-N. Not resin, Rosen.
Why not?
And soil grown. I'm just so excited. I've actually been. Well, let me show you what's going on here, guys.
What?
So what I have here right now is I have a little bit of Rosen right here.
That guy who hosted Family Feud. What's his name?
And then I got it here a little bit more cleaned up.
The big one.
I'm getting into it.
Now this Louis Anderson. Right here, guys, he looks like Louis Anderson's brother.
So we got Rosen, we got dry sift. Of course, dry sift. We all know what that is.
He's going to say Rosen throw.
And I just kind of like let it pressed out. So
I got the Rosen and
the dry sift, right. Both from the Medi. So that's pretty cool.
And, I guess. And what is he talking about?
I got the D&L rocking over
Mom,
here.
Mom, Billy, Billy Armstrong?
Got everything
Billy
hooked
Anderson.
Up here. But Billy Anderson. What I got going on over here, brother. Guys, is a little bit more than just what most people do for breakfast.
Okay, and, yeah, well, I'm going to cut to the chase for
him
then.
I'm swishing buds.
He's
my Revlon, and I've got it set on 15.
Yeah, so he's got this hair straightener, and he's pressing the weed with it here. And extracting the oil that way.
So I picked that up, and I've been squishing these buds. I've gone with some bigger buds in the beginning.
He's got them; they're all flattened out like a dry fruit.
Just grabbing it out of the jar, and then I went and made some sift, and I bounced a bunch of buds, guys. So you know what? I'm gonna take you outside, and I'm.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, this guy's gotta be Canadian.
These guys are just way too into it.
He made stiff and bounced a bud.
I haven't left the house in 72 hours. I'm feeling good.
My wife left 3 years ago.
This right here took me a decade. Everything that you see.
We're gonna get the difference.
But it's all worth it.
We get with an ounce of the dry stiff.
Saving $20 a month.
Thank God the house is paid for.
Just bouncing them now.
He keeps talking about bouncing them,
Yeah.
Wow. Did he start this conversation with, like, well, it's hard to explain to a layman, but I'll try.
Right.
First, you start by bouncing your sif, real gently.
80 sif?
Yeah. All right, so I hope that was I hope that was informative.
Yeah, thanks.
NBC Television Network presents Concentration, 7th Annual Challenge.
Okay, but I make fun and I am ignorant. Yes, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. If this stops people from blowing themselves up, great.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd rather other people do all the dirty work. Right?
Right.
I mean, Chris, have you ever considered buying dry bud and not smoking it, not smoking it, but
absolutely not
processing
don't,
it.
Don't even finish it. You lost me. It's not smoking it.
What do you mean I'm not smoking this bud?
Wait,
like yes, but I could turn this into something else, and then I could smoke that.
He's like, well, why add an extra step?
Right,
you can already just
right. It's like butt funneling beer. You're like, why are you complicating things?
Yeah, I was doing just fine with the mouth.
Right.
I did not need to.
You have God's perfectly intended delivery system for this already.
Yeah.
Don't fight nature on this one.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
All right. Thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
If you like this show, please tell a friend and visit ChristopherMedia.net.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
You can also show your support for the Weedsman when you buy something on iTunes just by clicking on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you anything extra, and it shows your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
While you're on iTunes, remember to please write a review and rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars. Just click on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
Android users can listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at ChristopherMedia.net by clicking on the Stitcher Radio Player on our homepage. You can also listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at TuneIn.com or by downloading their free TuneIn Radio app.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free across any platform just by going to ChristopherMedia.net.
So, Rob, you brought up the Church of Cannabis.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, the official name, the First Church of Cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not familiar with this story, which has become quite popular, mostly because this is kind of the stepchild of the story about the what a lot of people call the anti-gay law in Indiana, what some people call the religious freedom law. But this is like the unintended consequences of that law. Bill Lewis was the gentleman who had the insight. And I think just more as social commentary than any real idea, it seems like how it started off was just a joke. Like, well, okay, then I'm going to start the First Church of Cannabis, and that's going to allow me to bypass the law in order to get to be able to smoke weed without being hassled by the man.
Right.
But it grew in popularity and support and has now been approved as an official church. So see where it goes from here. This is actually might be just the beginning of a very interesting story.
Yeah.
And what if? I mean, what if the Church of Cannabis spread throughout the U.S. and just made it legal for everyone to bypass the law?
I'd be like, hey, and Father, can I get some of that sacrament?
Yeah. So... yeah, you can even donate. They're recommending donations at $4.20. Although they do have special packages for people who are donating $100, $500 or more. Still looking for a location. Hopefully we can get a chapter over here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how this works, but...
yeah, how do we get a...
hey, we got a lot of abandoned churches in Detroit.
Yeah, that's true.
We got a lot of abandoned everything in
Detroit. A lot of abandoned fields to grow in.
Mm-hmm. Office buildings.
Oh, and there's also like a Ten Commandments. It's 12. So it's called the New Deity Dozen.
Alright.
And why I'm bothered by the term deity, but I still would consider joining.
Okay.
So I have to believe in fake... I can't just smoke weed. I have to believe in fake people in the sky.
Right.
Okay. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
The central Santa Claus figure.
Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping. Okay. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you have been bad or good.
For goodness
so,
sake.
if you are a member of the First Church of Cannabis, you would be called a Cannatarian.
And hey, at least we still have the claim on cannabis Americans.
Yeah.
All right.
That, that's how you identify.
I'm a cannabis American.
And if you are a canitarian, you would abide by the new deity dozen. The first, don't be an asshole. Treat everyone with love.
Hey, that's the motto for all of the Ten Commandments in general, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's where they lose me, actually. Treat everyone with love as an equal. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Not everyone's equal. It depends on how you're measuring them.
Okay.
You know? All people are...
Sometimes you need to open jars for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Everybody has equal rights, but... Let's say somebody came into the studio and tried to tell me how to record this podcast. I would not treat them as an equal. I would say, no, I am your superior in this because I have been doing this and this is my equipment. Fuck off. Right?
Yeah.
So you don't always have to treat everyone as an equal just because they have some hair, just because they like to talk. We're getting off on the wrong foot here, though. This is against the... This is not the intended use for the new deity dozen, I don't suppose. I'm not sure if I'm going to make a good...
You're already a shitty canitarian.
Yeah. The number two, the day starts with your smile every morning. When you get up, wear it first. First of all, I wake up wearing nothing. And okay. A smile? Really? Help others when you can. Not for money, but because it's needed.
Hey, Dirt.
So help people when they need it.
Right.
Nobody wants you around. Vague.
Yeah.
Treat your body as a temple. No, I'm out on that. Do not poison it with poor quality foods and sodas. What does this have to do with smoking weed?
What if I am?
Yeah. What's going on here?
I'm not sure I like this agenda he's pushing.
What's the munchies?
Do not take advantage of people. Do not intentionally hurt anything.
God.
It says anything. It doesn't say anyone.
I can't burn ants with a magnifying glass.
Yeah,
it says anything. Like, you can't.
So what I did to Zach Wilde on Sunday is completely out of the question.
Yeah. No carving your name into a park bench.
Crazy.
No breaking glasses or glass pieces. Never start a fight. Only finish them.
I like that.
How do you?
I'll beat the shit out of somebody.
You know how you finish a fight? You get your ass beat. Or you beat the other guy's ass.
Right. Or you are the ass whooper.
Yeah.
Grow food. Raise animals. Get nature into your daily routine, damn it. That's number seven. Don't be a troll on the internet.
Stop telling me what to do. I already don't like this guy.
Right.
Respect others without name-calling and being vulgarly aggressive. Okay. Again.
You ready? Shut the fuck up, asshole. You violated everything about that.
Yeah. Yeah, shut the fuck up. And that's not the correct use of the word troll. I feel like I've been going out of my mind here. What is... Yes, there are a lot of crazy, fucked up people on the internet that will say some insane things that you would never say to somebody's face. It doesn't make them a troll. Trolls are actually... More on the clever side of... I'm not even going to go into it. We all understand what a troll is, right?
Yeah.
A troll is...
Not somebody that hangs out on the internet.
A troll is... No, a troll is somebody who hangs out on the internet and says things like, I think the best Batman was Adam West. They say something ridiculous that they don't believe in order to start an argument. We have words for people who act like this. They're just assholes. Why can't we just say there are assholes on the internet?
Keyboard tough guys.
Well, there's this new breed of people on the internet assholes. That like to abuse people and look down upon them and talk shit about them and spread gossip. We have to invent a word for these type of people that we found only on the internet that we've never encountered in real life.
Still assholes. Now they're assholes with a keyboard.
Yeah.
Yes. Now they're just assholes who...
Oh, sorry. That's the iPad.
Hi.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wins re-election.
Oh, hey.
You heard it here first.
Breaking news from the iPad.
4 days ago, by the time this is posted.
Oh, we haven't even got through them yet. There's 12 of them. He should have went on... If he was looking to do something other than the number 10, I would have gone for 8.
Yeah, that's better.
five, even
four.
Actually, most of these are garbage. You could probably get it down to two.
Yeah.
Spend at least 10 minutes a day just contemplating life in a quiet space.
Get that out of here.
Shut the get that fuck up. Up.
Done.
What, without porn on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, wait a minute.
Other than
in this scenario, I'm not masturbating.
Right.
When you see a bully, stop them by any means possible.
Like, done? Can I shoot him in the yeah. face?
Kick no, him in the balls.
Well, I think that would probably be.
You said by any means possible.
Yeah.
Like, can I use my car?
Yeah, you can run him over. You can hit him with a 2x4 in the face. And what constitutes
now you're
bullying?
The bully.
Yeah. What, where are the bully now?
And bullying has become such a broad definition. I mean, you'd be running over everyone. Not to mention trying to shoot half the people on the road that drive like bullies. You know, I liked this guy until I started reading these.
Yeah. He seems like he's lost.
I don't think I'll be joining. I don't think I'll be a canitarian anytime soon.
No. Laugh often, share humor, have fun in life, be positive. Okay, that's one I can get behind. That's number 11. Number 12, cannabis. Quote, the healing plant is our sacrament. It brings us closer to ourselves and others. It is our fountain of health, our love, curing us from illness and depression. We embrace it with our whole heart and spirit, individually and as a group.
Why didn't he just have that?
Amen.
That should have been just the one and done.
He'd be like, here's the commandment, guys.
This is the commandment.
And he ends it with amen. Anyway.
Yes. Always got to be tying themselves to that carpenter.
This new religion sounds too much like the old religion, man.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. Well, I don't know. You can't fault his intentions. And let's keep it serious. It's not a real church. Even right. even if the federal government recognizes it, still not a real church. But then what constitutes a real church? I mean, I could get really offensive from here, but I think we'll just stop.
Oh, far more offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's kind of dumb. In California, we all know they're in a drought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since all the important people live there, and we have to hear it about it all the time.
Right.
We live in Michigan. Why do we know that California is going through a drought? But anyway, it could just be a harbinger of times to come, so maybe it is more important than we think it is.
Hmm.
Worst drought in 1,000 years is what I heard, Rob.
Dang. Watch out.
Yep. Not since 10-15. Not since 10-15 have they 10-15. seen lands this dry. But apparently they think that that marijuana growing has quite a lot to do with the drought.
Yep. Wow. It's all of, yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Even though they grow, like, what, 30% of the U.S.'s food is grown in California.
Right.
But, I don't know how this statistic stacks up against, let's say, corn or any other crop. But according to this data, marijuana plants use 22.7 liters a day of water. What did I do to deserve this one again?
Right.
More jackal.
Man, I mean, why?
I'm just going to make a list. I'm going to keep a list of jackal songs handy so I can just avoid all the words there on that list.
Right. Here's a song list. Avoid every one of these words.
Avoid these key phrases.
Yeah.
Well, so apparently they did a study. They looked at aerial photography. They kind of guessed at how many marijuana plants are out there, and based on the how much water they consume, 22 liters, that sounds like a lot, huh?
Yeah, a day.
I mean, I don't know if that's more or less than corn. I guess I should have looked that up.
Right.
I don't even know. Corn's not the cash crop in California. What are they just? They probably grow a lot of fruit.
Yeah,
I know they
oranges,
grow fruit.
Don't they have a lot of oranges?
Tomatoes.
Yeah, I imagine. Although we grow a decent amount of tomatoes here in Michigan.
Yes, but we can't all year, and that's where California comes in.
Right.
There you go. But even if it's warm in the even if it's warm year round, there has to be some sort of cycle.
Right.
Well, I guess you can manipulate that. It's
gene modifying.
Yeah. GMOs, man.
Yep.
that's not part of the creed of the Church of Cannabis, man.
Don't hurt that plant.
No GMOs. You're breaking the fifth sacrament, bro.
No, I gotta threaten
you're you're totally bullying everybody else here that's totally vegan, man. We're gonna have to stop you by any means necessary. Smashes the bong on the table and tries to stab you with it.
Just stabs you in the chest. Jesus. Wow. Those people were violent. Thought they were in a church.
Oh, man. I think it's time for some Rob St. Mary.
Yeah.
We got a review from him this week.
Roberto.
Roberto.
St. Marie. Not in California for like 6 months. Growing too much wheat.
I don't know. I mean,
let John get his course.
I understand this is a serious situation, but isn't it Chinatown and there's nothing you can do about it?
Oh, shit. Here you go, Aaron. It's Racing Arizona.
Yeah.
See, I did his inhaler.
Yeah, I'm so excited I added my inhaler. No, this is one of my all-time favorite movies. I don't even qualify it as all-time favorite comedy. Just straight up all-time favorite movie. Well, one of them. No, I would have to say,
ladies
if
and gentlemen,
not counting all the times that I've seen Star Wars with my son, any of them, including Attack of the Clones, over and over again.
Ooh.
Not discounting all of those. The number of times that I've seen a movie, it's probably neck and neck, Dazed and Confused and Raising Arizona.
Oh. He said repeated viewing, ladies and gentlemen.
Repeated.
Repeated.
Many times.
Repeated means more than once, over and over.
But the big difference being, Raising Arizona always makes me cry. Dazed and Confused never really gets to that point.
No.
There's not enough plot to drive your emotions like that.
Right.
But still a great movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth Podcast. Some people have way too many kids. Maybe it's nature, maybe it's with medical help, but at the same time, there are other people that don't have any. So what's wrong with a little kidnapping? This week, I'm talking about Raising Arizona.
Son, you got a panty on your head. Just drive fast, eh?
This 1987 film from the Coen brothers stars Nicolas Cage as H.I. McDonough, a kindly but dim-witted thief who falls for Ed, a former cop, played by Holly Hunter. Once the pair gets married, they try to settle down and start a family, but nature has other plans, and that's when Hi and Ed hatch a scheme to snatch one of the Arizona Quints, five of the new babies born to the family of Nathan Arizona, a well-known furniture store magnate.
My lawless years were behind me, our child-rearing years lay ahead, but biology conspired to keep us childless.
You go right back up there and get me a toddler. I need a baby, Hi. They got more than I can handle.
At the time, Ed's little plan seemed like the solution to all our problems and the answer to all our prayers.
After Nathan Jr. is brought home by Hi and Ed to their humble home in the desert, the hijinks really start, as co-workers and even former convict friends stop by the house as the couple tries to have a normal life with the new little one they just borrowed. Then, throw in an angry bounty hunter, and you have a hell of a mix. Raising Arizona is the second feature from the Coen brothers, and it starts what I call the first of their screwball comedies. Before the mid-2000s, the Coens were known for releasing movies that seemed to follow in a serious and then screwball pattern for quite a while. Raising Arizona is a lot of fun and is filled with quotable dialogue and great comedy action sequences, such as a neighborhood chase that features a run through not only homes, but a grocery store in an effort to pick up the Pampers.
Hold on, Nathan. We're gonna go pick up Daddy.
I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever cash you got.
So, Raising Arizona is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films I should review, tweet them at the show. That's at the Weedsman 420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
Warm me up, baby. So what the?
Yeah. Nerds.
Nerds.
Yeah. Hey, easy.
Nerds. Sorry.
Easy with the names. Name caller. You guys are nerds. Come on now.
Love that movie. I want to watch that, though. I want to watch it again.
That was a great movie.
It's, yeah, John Goodman is just amazing in that. The fight between him and Nicolas Cage in the trailer, like right when they kidnapped the baby from the kidnappers. That's one of my favorites. So while we were listening to Rob St. Mary's review of my favorite all-time movie, we were enjoying one of my favorite all-time candies.
Nerd!
Yes.
Yep.
You called it. We were enjoying some nerds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wrong.
I know, right?
Play the intro for it.
The time has come for this.
That's it. Now you mix it up.
And I don't think this pie is quite fine. Delicious
green matter. Oh, isn't that great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat the butt.
That sounds disgusting.
Yes, nerds. A candy that I remember from my childhood.
Nerd!
1983 was actually the year it was made, so I was 8.
Really? They're not that old? They're younger than us?
They're relatively new. Yeah, and okay, so... Well, let's start with what makes nerds unique, because I'll get to my rant.
Was this
in a
like
second.
We had something left over, we coated it in candy, boom, another. Right. We invented something else.
I think Mark Harmon's actually going to be able to answer that one for us. Isn't he the host of that candy show that was on the Food Network? Yeah, that one.
No, isn't it Mark Summers?
Yeah, Mark Summers. Yeah.
Double Oh.
Yeah. I said Mark Harmon.
Yeah, Mark Harmon, the guy from summer school.
Yeah. Now he's on NCIS.
So, nerds. You know, they're just little balls of sugar, right?
Yeah. Delicious balls of sugar.
But one of the things that made them really cool and unique when I was a kid is that they were separated into two sides.
Yeah.
So you'd have, like, one side would be watermelon, the other would be strawberry.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ran into that, I'm like, how the fuck do you open this thing?
Yeah, I ripped it apart.
What is this?
That ingenious little packaging thing where you pop the top off of it, and then you could slide the two things and, like, little trap doors.
Yeah.
That you'd open up. So you could control the dosage, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you just got crazy. You opened both of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, exactly, yeah.
Crazy guy. I remember some people used to rip out the centers of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that a few times.
So now I actually couldn't find at the store that I went to that container, although I guess it's still out there, but that packaging still exists. These are kind of more your movie theater size box of nerds, rainbow nerds.
All the flavors.
It's just all the flavors, right? That's just apparently what a rainbow nerds are, yeah.
Right.
You don't get to pick unless you're really anal.
Yeah. And sort them out on a table or right. a plate, you know.
So rainbow nerds, I thought that was just a term for fans of the Midnighter, but apparently it's a candy too. One thing that I found in my research that blew my mind, in the UK, they had three compartments. I don't even know how this box works.
Whoa. Three compartments.
Yes.
Wow.
They had some, but it was, you know, it was in the third.
Nerd alert!
You know, it was in the third compartment.
What?
Some shitty, like, cola flavor.
What?
So.
Coal flavored?
Cola. Yeah, oh. Coal flavor. That's yeah. what they, yeah.
Hey, it's England. You never fucking know.
Yeah, that'd be a good flavor to give to kids. Yeah.
And did you ever hear of this one? Dweebs?
Yes. They were oversized nerds.
Yeah.
They were oversized nerds.
Yes.
I remember
they're
those.
Fat nerds.
Yeah.
Fat nerd's a dweeb?
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Wow.
And well, I had heard of nerd. A nerd rope is something that I have not had.
I have.
You've had a nerd rope. Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is going to be explained to us in this video here. Stacey. But I think that that's how they make them. Like, you're skipping a step when you're eating a nerd rope.
Sounds yeah. dirty.
First, a new way to be nerdy. Willy Wonka makes a yeah, playful a nerd's rope yep. that's measured in miles.
Damn.
Oh, okay. So I think I was thinking of two different things. That is
Hi,
like a bunch of nerds stuck
Mark
together in a
today
yeah. rope.
Exploring candy so unique,
stuck
it can only
movie.
Be called
but they,
wild
they make
and
them,
crazy.
I think, through extruding.
Now, here's the question.
Well,
are you the type
sorry,
that likes
Mark,
to play with your
it.
Candy?
He's playing with one.
Perhaps
He's
you'd like to
it
wear
around.
It. Well, these are nerds
helicopter
ropes.
Dick.
And they can be a necklace, perhaps a bracelet, or they can be stretched out like that. Now, how do they think of these things, and how do they make them? Let's watch.
He was swinging around like that, right?
Call it colorful and crazy, twisty
oh,
or tasty.
These chicks are
nerds
getting down on this thing.
Stretch the imagination.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Nerds rope is quite something. It's a gummy center covered in rainbow nerds. Mm-hmm. It's like a big, delicious
with
strand
Mr.
of DNA.
Fantastic
nerds ropes are fairly new, but regular nerds have been around
Excellent
since 1983. The most popular flavors are grape and strawberry. And if
grape?
You like them tart,
wow.
no.
they also make sour nerds in flavors like lightning lemon
Dude.
And amped apple.
Yeah,
usually
amped
one
apple?
Box of nerds
That's
has shit. Two flavors.
That sounds good.
But the nerds rope is like a cluster of five colors and flavors.
Grape, orange, lemon, watermelon, and strawberry. It's quite an experience.
Willy Wonka invited us into his private factory in Itasca, Illinois, where nerds ropes roll
yeah,
off the conveyor in not feet, but miles.
He's not showing how they're
we're
made,
line up
though.
All of our nerds ropes that we make in
I've
one
seen
day.
Oompa Loompa anywhere.
We have over 60 miles of nerds ropes.
He said he was gonna, they were going to show
Believe
how to
it
make
or not,
a nerd.
It's thought this
not
sugary strand
rope.
Came about by accident.
The word around the factory is that one day there were a load of nerds laying around, and somebody was experimenting with some gummies.
That mystery inventor apparently dribbled some of the gummy
somebody
mixture
was like,
over
hey,
a pile of
IT
nerds,
department,
and
get
then
back
he went to
work.
Lunch.
And then when they came back, they discovered this amazing thing, and then they set about how to create this so that lots of people could enjoy it, and they were very successful.
Wait, so the original nerd rope formed itself
before
like
before you
Voltron?
Can have a nerd's rope, you have to have nerds.
Nerds are just this iconic, amazing.
I want to see how to make the nerd.
Have tons of character. I mean, I think when you
they don't come out like that either. And that big rainbow? Are you serious? They did that
More
for
than
a commercial.
150 million of these tiny, crunchy candies coat the ropes each day.
Basically, we start off with a sugar crystal, and we just keep coating it with more sugar, liquid corn syrup.
The sugar spins yeah. in pans like this and slowly grows
know.
Into lots of
sugar plus sugar.
We keep adding sugar on in different layers until we get the full nerd.
Right. It says
Check
on it, no artificial flavors,
nerds.
And I'm like, yeah, sugar
is
natural.
This is what they look like before they add color.
They look white.
We start to the time that we're done, it's about 6 hours.
Meantime, the gummy center cooks with gelatin, sugar,
I don't
and
care about the gummy
ingredient,
center.
Citric acid for fruity flavor.
We're going to take this.
He actually
we'll
did just
mixture,
explain how to make nerds.
Yeah.
And that gives us this gummy. This gummy
you were talking over it.
Into the rope. From there, we run it through a shower of a gazillion
Oops.
Nerds.
Now I'll never know.
This is not a shower of nerds. It's more like a storm. Countless little
well,
candies cover the long, sticky red ropes.
All right.
Then they
There's a deeper mystery to nerds than how they're made.
And within a few minutes, a conveyor leads the finished...
At least to me.
And that is?
Well, it doesn't say Willy Wonka anywhere on this packaging. I've checked quite thoroughly.
Not anymore?
Nope. Product of the Nestle Company. Oh, and know your portion. Guys, two teaspoons, okay? Two teaspoons, just letting you know. Yeah. That's know your portion.
Gotcha.
I'm done. Cut me off.
yeah. Nothing on here to identify it. Wow, look at this. They did have a little like trap door on the side, which is kind of pointless because right. It's not like you can pick which colors. But yeah, what gives? And I couldn't find what happened to the Wonka brand.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
But
they did say Willy Wonka in the video.
What video?
The one we just watched. Said they let him into their factory.
Oh, but that wasn't. They said Willy Wonka factory?
Yes.
They didn't say Nestle?
No.
Must have been before they were bought.
Perhaps. Yeah. Not an Oompa Loompa.
That guy had a big hard head.
Well, it's not like the brand of candy had anything to do with the book by Roald Dahl or whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And it didn't have anything to do with the movie either.
The snozzberries did not taste like snozzberries. Because there were no fucking snozzberries in the building.
I want my snozzberry flavored nerd.
Yeah. But get on that, I Nestle.
I do have fond
Detroroit! No.
Whoa!
I have fond memories of the Willy Wonka brand because I ate a lot of them. Bottle caps.
Oh, love them.
Gobstoppers.
Smarties. Oh. Gobstoppers.
We're not fucking everlasting.
Sprees.
Yeah. Sprees.
Was Wonka responsible for the tarts?
Nestle brought them out and then like dropped the name, I guess. Wow. They're still around. You can find most of this stuff, except for bottle caps. I don't see bottle caps anymore.
Yeah, that's the one that's disappeared. Damn it. Bring them back. Larger.
You know what I miss is the
those giant sweet tarts, the chewy ones.
Remember the gums that had the liquid centers? It tasted like the sodas.
Yeah,
like you had the A and W and the 7-Up and the Dr. Pepper.
Oh
gum.
Yeah, that was ones. Gross.
I loved gross. Those.
No way.
Whatever, you eat cream eggs, but you think those are gross?
No.
Yeah. Those wax Coke bottles.
Get those out of here. No way.
You know how lazy of a kid I was. I used to just stick the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you'd get them in like 3 or 5 or something.
Right.
There's some odd number. I remember that. And so one of them I would do that with at least.
Right.
But then, you know, you got to bite the top off of one and drink it.
Slam it. So,
yeah, knock it back like a shot.
Yep.
Can we all just stay high?
Stay high.
Stay high.
Hi.
Please make sure to check out all of the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net.
Monday and Thursday, it's Unregimented. You can hit them up on Twitter at UnregimentedPod.
Tuesdays and Fridays, the Weedsman Podcast. Tuesdays, you'll find The Nugget, the full show on Fridays. You can reach us at Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Wednesday, you have The Projection Booth. You can hit them up at projection-booth.com. Or on Twitter at ProBoothCast.
Saturday, the Captain's Table is back with Noah. You can reach the Captain's Table on Twitter at Captain's Podcast.
If you like the Weedsman Podcast and you want to show your support, you can donate to Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net.
If you use Amazon.com, please click through the Amazon banner at ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the link.
It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, you will show your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host the Weedsman Podcast. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking on the banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you are helping to support the Weedsman Podcast.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.